lie. I be rolling with you, mommy. I be feeling the motion. When I'm inside you, I be deep as the ocean. When it comes to your love, can't lie. It be strong as a potion. That's why me and you forever be coasting. Let's roll.
Co-pilot on the passenger side, be so fly. She so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. And I'm not going to do the same thing this week, right? Because that's what I do each and every week. But y'all know what I do, man. I always got to start the show giving thanks. Giving thanks to all the people that download the audio version of this platform. I definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all the real MVPs. I'm always going to give it up to y'all because, like I said, it's one thing for people that, you know, all people go viral off of the visual all the time. Whatever that visual is, that's what makes people go viral. That's what makes people get the traction. So the fact that people want to just hear what you got going on, knowing that that's what your platform is about, that's dope. And I'm always going to give it up to those people because they don't miss the show regardless. So definitely appreciate y'all, man. Definitely, definitely double shout out to y'all. All right. Shout out to all the sponsors. Y'all know what to do. Click the links in the description. Shout out the second round. Shout out the Java Burn. Y'all know as I keep growing and I keep going, y'all, I'm going to keep continuously adding things on. And hopefully I can continue to build with more brands, bring awareness to the brand, also bring awareness to the people that watch the platform that need to know about these brands. Because let's think about it. A lot of times, let's just say lately. You know, since the election, we've been so emotionally charged that people were running around here talking about they wanted to boycott Target and all these other people based on DEI. And a lot of the people that was in here yelling for black products to pull their products off of the shelves, people didn't even know that those products was really in there. So I'm trying to figure it out. Like, if we're going to tell people what to do, how can we tell people what to do with stuff that we don't support? Like, if you was really supporting those businesses that was in Target, that were black owned, minority owned, however you want to call it, if you guys was really into that and supporting that, then it would be more awareness about the brands because you guys would do like y'all do each and every day. Y'all put up the little ugly plates that y'all be making. Y'all know that food don't be looking good, but y'all put that up, right? Y'all put up a bunch of fight videos and a bunch of all these other things that don't make no sense, but y'all don't put up, you know, information to help people if you are a consumer of these goods. Come to find out, y'all just out here yelling and screaming just because somebody says they're doing something against black people, and it really ain't what it is. And so because of that, you guys just out here wanting to join together and wanting to get into some type of angry mob and saying y'all want to boycott stuff, but you don't even know that the brands are in there. So I'm trying to work in a way where, you know, the platform keep growing. I want to keep growing with businesses. It don't really matter to me what the owner is doing, long as he ain't doing stuff that we could find out that he's doing against children, people, you know, evil shit. If it ain't none of that, then we trying to work with brands, man. So if they out there, we trying to make sure that we could give awareness to those people out there who are getting it from the mud. All right. So double shout out to all of them. Okay. So what else I want to talk about is I want to make sure that you guys understand about the Atlas Wine brand. Yes, we are. We're going to have the wine tasting coming up in the spring. We're going to have them in the summer. The networking event is definitely going down. So if you want to attend and you want to make sure that you get that information when it goes down, I want y'all to do me a favor. Y'all need to email me at sparkingconversation@gmail.com. Y'all email me, put in the subject line, networking mixer, networking event, wine tasting event, whichever one you can remember. Put that in there so that way whenever we get all the details together, we'll get you the information so you could be in the building, all right? At first, we was doing it as the LLC luncheon. We were saying that the only way you could get in is to have an LLC. But we want to inspire people to, you know, to know the differences between all of the different businesses. But we want people to be inspired by business. So just coming out to the networking event and be open to all people interested in business, right? So just make sure y'all hit us up, sparkingconversation@gmail.com. The email is right here on the screen. And yeah, man, let me know if y'all want to be in the building. I'll get you all that info. All right. So let's talk about a couple of things that's been going on in the week before I bring my guest up. Y'all already know. All right. Emotions. Now is not the time. I keep telling y'all, as a people, we cannot keep being moved by our emotions. All right. Listen. We have to find the way to survive, and we have to find a way to make things work for us. We can't always want somebody to do something for us, right? And with that being said, I just want to talk about something that I feel like is important, right? You guys tell me what you think. The comments are wide open as usual, and just let me know what y'all think. But it's one thing that I'm starting to find out the older I get. So many people live in transactional relationships, right? And what I mean by that is that so many people live by only doing things for people that they could benefit from. You know, anytime a person is going through something and they're down, you can tell just the idea of the person that is talking about these people just by the things that they say, knowing that the people just going through something, right? But transactional relationships happen on all levels of relationship, whether it's your personal relationship, whether it's your business, whether it's your job. Every time you turn around, you find out that, yo, really, people really don't rock with you like that. They only rock with you based on what they could get from you. And that's the saddest part about it, because it happens with family more so than not, right? People only want to do things when it's a benefit for them. Once there's no more benefit for them, then they're not going to do it. Or, you know, you have this thing where people say, well, I've been burnt before, so now going forward, I'm not doing such and such and all this other stuff, because we look at it because of the things that we do right by people and they don't appreciate it. We feel like there's something wrong with us. Versus of looking at it like, yo, these people didn't deserve the things that we did for them. So why would I turn that off? I just need to pick, you know, have better choices on who I choose to give certain energy to, right? That's the goal. The goal is not for you to walk around here and be changed from something that you're not, because now everything you're doing is transactional. Now everything you're doing is transactional. When people not heal completely over whatever they've gone through in life, everything they do is transactional. And once people realize that, yo, they are going to pull away from you. I promise you. It doesn't matter how much of a good person that you think you are. It doesn't matter how much of a, you know, good deeds that you feel like that you do. Like, but you got to remember, once people realize the only reason why you do things is because it's a transactional situation, because you either look for it to come back to you the same way, or you look for something out of it. You don't do things because this is who you are. You don't present yourself as this is who you are. You only show up to get what you can get from people, and then when you no longer can get something, you're gone. You're out of there. And that's the saddest part about it, because then you got these relationships with people who really feel like they got an unconditional bond with people. Like, I like to use the word unconditional bond versus unconditional love, because, you know, love is an action word to me, right? I mean, you got to really show love. You got to give love. You got to recognize love. Everything that comes behind love is an action. So I like to say, you know, a bond, because if you can get an unconditional bond with people, that means that they can accept you when you up and when you down, when you good, when you left, when you right, they can accept you with that. And it can also let you know when you wrong, and they don't do it only when they're angry. Like, these are people that understand, like, yo, you're not going to always get it right, but long as you try, they willing to be in your life. Now, listen, if you got people that's always in and out of jail and doing all kind of illegal shit and you trying to go another way, then, yo, you got to make a different choice for your life. I'm not saying like that. I'm talking about in the sense of when you have people in your life that you count on or say they could count on you. It has to be that it's really like that, because one of y'all may need the person more than the other. And what I mean, to be completely clear, you may be in relationships with people where you might have to step up a little bit more than the other person. And in that case, it's not in the sense of it's going to be forever, but it's in times where moments happen, right? And in these moments is when you're tested, or when your friendships are tested with people, when you realize that, no, they see you when you down, they don't look at you the same. But when you up, they always around. They want to make sure that they could be there for you, because they know that if anything happens, you could be there for them. But once you are the person that's known for always being in a good space, once you go through something, once you make a bad investment that may not turn out the way that you want, when we can't really say that's a bad investment, because no investment at all is a bad investment, right? But at least you tried. If it don't go right, it don't go right. But you tried. And sometimes you got to have a little bounce back to keep moving. You'll find out very quickly about the people around you when you get into a pickle, so to speak. They'll show themselves when they'll show you that really basically they're only around because of what they could get from you. Once they feel like they're not getting everything from you that they want, they're going to be out. And in some situations, it's just a trickle-down effect. They start checking things off the box. Well, they ain't doing this. Well, they ain't doing that. They ain't doing this. And then boom, and then it starts to go that way. Because you got to realize it's going to be a time where everybody going to have a moment when they need people. But for some reason, people don't realize that when they're in their transactional mindset, when they only feeling like, yo, I'm going to do this if you do this. It's crazy to me, right? But it happens, and it happens all the time. And that's why I feel like it's whack. Because, all right, so to take a step off of that, let's talk about everything that's going on. The reason why I'm saying this too is because now I would think that if people was finding out that, yo, you yourself, your money that you spending is going to places that you would not, you personally would not send that money, and you could use it yourself, right? With all this stuff that's going on out there with the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, for the acronym and all that, and the things that are happening, it's just weird to me how many people are upset about the things that they're finding. Like, that is crazy to me. Like, if you somebody is telling you, like, yo, somebody's stealing from you, and then you, like, for real? And you're like, yo, yeah, they stealing from you, but you don't catch them. Then you hire a person to come in there and catch them, and then when the person you catch, it might be somebody related to you. It could be a husband, a wife. I don't care what the relationship is. But whatever it is from that person, you find out that they've been stealing from you, you're going to get mad at the person that found out and not mad at the people who've been stealing from you? Like, that is bananas to me. It seems like now more so, everybody that's Americans, that's taxpaying citizens, should be coming together trying to figure out, I bet y'all finding all this money and they doing all this corruption. How did that come back to us? Like, let's figure this out. Does that come back to us now that you finding out that people out here playing with our head, you know, just sending our money to places that we wouldn't even agree upon, and then moving it around? And then when they saying, yo, they sending a certain amount of money to people that said they're receiving it, only receiving this much, and then where the rest of it at? Like, y'all ain't mad? Like, for real, like, that don't bother y'all? Y'all bother it because you think that they doing something against black people? Like, you think something is racist? Like, that's bananas to me. That is crazy to me. And at the end of the day, we don't have no excuses, a group of people, to be still sitting around here angry about racism and everything else when we don't own nothing. We the number one group of people out here that get out here in these retail spaces and spend our money. And we the main ones, yo, that don't have nothing to show for it. And now we around here trying to come together under something stupid about, yo, they mad because certain things are getting cut, that they was sending money. Yo, I didn't want to do it this week, and I had some of them wrote down, but I'm not. I'm going to wait, because it's a couple of more government agencies that they're doing, like, within tomorrow and the next couple of days. So I want to make sure I have a nice, complete list for y'all when I break down some of the things that they said our money is going to. Because some of y'all out there, if not a lot of y'all, claim y'all not into politics. But that's cool. It just don't mean politics ain't into you. That's just all I'm going to say. You know what I'm saying? So, no, y'all know how we do on this platform. We got to give it to y'all. We got to stop being moved by emotions. We got to be able to think for ourselves. And we got to stop playing out here, man. Stop being in transactional relationships. Stop being in positions where you feel like some people around you only doing things because you're doing it for them. All right. Then you know where to put these people. You got to stay focused on your purpose. You got to stay focused on you and keep moving. Treat everybody accordingly, right? Treat everybody accordingly to who they show you that they are. Benefit of the doubt is out the window once you realize people count everything they do for you. If people really care about you, they don't count the things that they do for you, right? And you'll have people that are not in your life no more because you told them no. You can tell them yeah a million times. You tell them no once, and now they're talking about you. They got posts up about you. They don't like you no more. I mean, and these are people you could have grew up with all your life. And I promise you, transactional relationships, pay attention to the people around y'all, y'all. That'll help you make better decisions. That'll help you understand when you need to slide off by yourself somewhere and take time for you, right? So look, I got a couple of comments so far from the audience. It's the Roe Show. Preach. Once you stop giving people what they think you should be giving them, they will hate you as much as they once loved you. And that's a fact. And that's a fact, because it's no in between. Once people really dislike you for some reason because they're not getting something from you or whatever that is, then it turns into hate. Now they hate you. At one point, they loved you. They was all on your line all the time and everything else. You know what I'm saying? So we got another comment from the Roe Show. You cannot say that you're against drugs on the street and at the same time not be happy as hell that they stopped giving Afghanistan $300 million plus for crops, a.k.a. heroin ingredients. And that's another fact. So, see, I know I'm not the only one that's out here paying attention to the facts, not just paying attention to what they say based on color. We got to pay attention to the facts. If we know that the majority of us have a 9-to-5 and they take out their taxes out, they get their money out before we get ours, and we the ones that's busting down 40 hours a week, why wouldn't you want to know where your money is going, especially if you can't get none? North Carolinians that went through this storm, man, that went through the western part of North, they still don't have no help. You know what I'm saying? FEMA has sent millions of dollars to New York to help to pay for luxury hotels for immigrants, but they said that they didn't have no money while they had trucks on the ground in North Carolina. They had no supplies in the trucks, but they was blocking the roads from people that was trying to get help out there to the people. So think about that, y'all. Word is born, man. The people who bark in the loudest is the ones that's guilty. So all these Democrats that's out here running around yelling and screaming because of what they finding out, instead of figuring out a way to understand whatever y'all was speaking didn't work. Obviously, it did not work. Y'all talking the same way y'all talked during the election. It didn't work. So, yo, I'm not with it, y'all. It ain't about picking a side. It ain't about Republican, Democrat, Independent, all that other shit, man. It's about knowing who you are as a person. If you know who you are as a person, right is right, wrong is wrong. Yo, let me get my paper. Y'all taking it. Let me get it back. Anyway, listen, I got a guest on tonight, right? And my guest, I'm going to bring her up. And we're going to talk a little bit, because the thing that I want to do is make sure that we always find a means to encourage. And I think tonight's show is going to be just about that, because we have to get people back into finding a way to express their feelings. All right. And that's the main reason why I brought up the transactional relationships and stuff like that, because we have to find ways to express ourselves. And writing seems to be a way that is really making its comeback, right? With the whole free speech, bring back free speech thing. Writing is becoming that thing. There are columns, there are magazines, there are articles, there are blogs, there are podcasts that have, everything is in need of people who can really get into the meat of things with their words and be able to express it in a way where people can read it and picture it and get the point. So tonight, it brings me an honor to bring up my guest, because, you know, there's not many times that I, you know, have had on the platform so far authors. I've had only one other one. Well, I've had others that did writing, and, you know, I had others that did books and stuff like that. But, you know, very seldom do I have people that I can have on that want to encourage other people to get into the game of expressing themselves, however that goes. So let me bring up my guest, Gloria, real quick so we can chop it up. How you doing, Gloria?
Hello, Ra.
Hey, how are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. I hope you are too.
I'm great. So I'm going to start off by saying I definitely appreciate you coming on the platform, for real. This is going to be a great conversation. And I'm hoping that my listeners and the people watching and the people watch the playback get a lot from it. So before we do that, please introduce yourself to the audience and let them know why you're on the platform this evening.
Hello, my name is Gloria Peebles, and I'm a writer slash editor with Perception Magazine. And we mostly do celebrity entertainment. But we do love hearing people's stories. And I believe everyone has a story to tell.
That's right. And I think that's what is missing from mental health as well, too, is the ways to express yourself. So many people hold things in, right? Whatever they're going through in life, whatever it is that they feel is heavy on them, they'll hold it in and deal with it that way versus really trying to find some type of outlet for it. So then it won't cause them to make certain type of decisions in their life that they may regret, right? So what do you think about writing being one of those tools, right, for people to be able to, you know, like get something that's in them out of them?
Writing is probably one of the most important tools out there because a lot of people have a hard time expressing themselves verbally, but they can put it on paper. So a lot of people, and a lot of times people will listen to you more on paper than expressing yourself verbally because, say, for instance, if you get into a confrontation with somebody or whatever, right. And nothing, you're not getting your point across if both of you are yelling and screaming.
True.
But maybe if you sit down and write a letter to that person or something and let them know how you feel, and as they read it, it can calm them down. So words has a lot of expressions in them.
Right. And I think that's important because and that's why I think texting is so popular amongst people, right? Just with communication. Not so much as the, you know, being by yourself and finding a way that you can release, you know, the things that are in you. It's more so, you know, based on communication. People like to text because in a lot of ways, context means a lot. So in verbal communication, you know, people really got to be mature enough to handle verbal communication sometimes when it comes to certain things. Because confrontation really only turns into that, like you said, when people want to talk over each other. Because it does nothing but make the other person try to go an octave higher to be heard. Then the other person is an octave higher to be heard. And then when we realize that people write things down, it gives you a sense of being able to go back later on to and kind of reflect on things that have been said versus you trying to remember things that's been said. So I think writing is important when it comes to a lot of aspects, excuse me, of communication. It's just that we fell away from that, right? I think in the sense of what you do, like, hold on, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about what got you into writing? What inspired you to get into the place of, you know, being a writer?
I was born to write, Ra. It was a gift that I was born with, but I didn't realize it until as I got older. When I was a child, my favorite book in school, in elementary school, was Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss.
Yes, and I loved that book, and I would read it over and over and over. I started out writing poetry. And I would read that book over and over because it rhymed. I just liked the way it rhymed. And so I started out writing poetry. And then when I realized that I can write, I just took it further. And I did a lot of, I started writing as a hobby. It was just a hobby for me. And I would write like for funerals and weddings and special events, I would write poems, poetry for those things. And then I got into writing short stories and stuff like that. And one day, one of my friends said, Gloria, since you love to write so good, why don't you write professionally and get paid for it instead of just doing it as a hobby? And I was like, you know what? That makes sense. Right. And so, yes, you know, and I was like, that makes sense. So I went back to school to brush up on, you know, some of my writing skills and stuff like that, to polish up. And wham, a writer was born from it.
That's amazing, because a lot of times the road to our purpose be something that we did look at as a hobby or that we didn't take serious, because a lot of times the things that are in us, is we would do it without money being involved. Like when it's a passion or something in you, it's not really about the money. That's why I take other people some time to really be like, hey, do you know that you could do this or that? And you can do this, and you kind of look at it like, well, I don't know, because I really just like to do it, you know, this way or whatever. I'm just into this. And so the fact that you found that as a purpose and saying that you were born to write, it's more like a gift. And, you know, a lot of people don't look at certain things as a gift when it comes to things that involve something that is not maybe not seem major to most people, right? Let's take like the celebrities that y'all write about. All the celebrities in there, most people will take that as a gift of whatever that celebrity was made famous for. Like, that's their gift. If y'all write about Beyonce, they're going to be like, oh, her gift is singing, and her, you know, or her purpose and her gifts was singing and dancing and da-da-da-da. So, you know, that's what she was born to do. And then come to realize that really deep down inside, she can do these things. She's talented enough to do them. But deep down inside, she might want to be a designer, or she might want to be a painter, or she might really want to be a gardener. Like deep down inside, her passion, it could be that. But, you know, our road to our purpose, a lot of times, it's start off as a hobby. And I think that's how a lot of people kind of either figure it out or they don't take it seriously because of the title hobby. Would you agree, or would you think that no?
I would agree with you 100%, Raw. And sometimes your passion or your gift that you have, it could lead you into other opportunities as well and develop other areas in you that you didn't even, you were not even aware of. That, right. You know, bring out more stuff that was inside of you that was laying dormant that you never realized that you can do until you started doing this. And then you say, look, I can do that. I started writing and I was like, shoot, I can write movies. You know, I could write, you know, I could be a screenplay writer. I can do this. It's just so many avenues that you can take once you find out what your gifting is. And everyone have a gift, and you need to find out what it is, whether it's writing, cooking, or whatever. And just do it with all your heart.
Right. Well, I mean, that be that self-reflecting thing, right? Like having to just be okay with, you know, accepting who you are as a person. Because some people may think that it ain't worth it. Right? Something that they may like to do. Right? I know people who like to color. They just love the color. Right? And to them, they could color like, you know, and fill in all the colors, the intricate details of the whole coloring book. Like, right? Not even having to go off something they've seen, but like just using their imagination enough, they color amazing. But to them, it's just, you know, instead of them understanding like, yo, I can actually see images. I can see imagery. I can, if I put my mind to it, I can see a scene. Like I could see, you know, but we won't take it that far because to them it's just like I can color versus it going a step further and saying, yo, I can really, you know, I know how to blend. Like I know how to create, you know, just that whatever I'm thinking, I know how to recreate it. Like that's the gift. Right? Coloring was just the avenue to get to it. But learning that you can do that will take you to another level. Now you might low-key be an architect. you or a landscaper, right? You might could go and say, yo, have y'all ever thought about cutting it like this and doing this and making like you don't know because it's you might just look at it like, oh, I just know how to color. Right? That's, and it's like, no.
That's true. Huh? But and also if you can color, you can paint. You can paint. You can be an artist. You never know what that little small thing can turn into if you put your hands to it in your mind.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. You gotta wanna just open yourself up. And I talk about that a lot on the platform about imagination. How as adults life has caused so many people to not be able to, you know, use their imagination anymore. It's like all programming, the same routine every day. And it takes them out of that mindset of really being able to use their imagination to the point where they can see things from that lens, right? Like, yo, I could do this if I could do that. Most people, like you said, they look at it as a hobby and don't pay the bills, so they don't concentrate on it. They let it go. So many people out here with the gift of singing. But, you know, they think that becoming a recording artist or getting a record deal is the only way that they can express their vocal ability versus them saying, hey, you can still record music. Just because you don't get a record deal does not mean you can't record music. Because you never know. That song that you record, you may not ever be on the radio, but what if a movie or something hears your song? Now they want to license your song. They license your song. Now you're making money for the rest of your life.
Exactly. It isn't. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And also, you know, they can, you don't always have to be like a superstar to benefit your community and people, you know, people around you. You can use your gift right in your community and sing, you know, in church or just, you know, being able to bless somebody sometime. You don't have to be a superstar to do that. But you can leave your mark on the world with your gift in a small way because you can learn how to do small things in a great way.
That's right. That's right. But if you could look at the things that you're doing as that, right? Like, that's why I say for a lot of times we have to, you know, just think a little bit more highly of ourselves. I think so much weight has been put on people to, you know, not really. It's like a thing. It's almost like whether you have somebody will think that you are conceited but not confident, because you know so many people battle with confidence, self-confidence, right? Like really being able to say to themselves like, yo, this is something that I can really do. Some people, they need that validation. They want to know that they're good. They want to be like, yo, I think I'm good, but yo, what do you think? Do you really think I'm good? Do you really feel like I can do this? Which gives them the motivation to push to keep going versus them really looking at themselves and saying, yo, I'm good in spite of what everybody else thinks. I'm great at this. I'm going to pursue it. And let the law of attraction work for them. But, you know, I don't think that that's the thing that a lot of people, you know, take into consideration when it comes to their gift or when it comes to purpose. Like, you know, because some people got multiple gifts. I mean, some people can do a lot of things really good.
Right? That's true. That is really true. And a lot of people, it's always going to be someone better than you. It just is. It's always going to be somebody better than you. But you have your part to play in life that you are you and no one can do what you do because everybody has an audience. True. My audience is not your audience, but if you do what you was born to do or gifted to do, you will have an audience. You do have an audience. And that is your audience is who you cater to.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, being okay with, you know, not everybody's going to like you.
Yes.
Right. And if you could be okay with that. And I think it'll make a lot of things a little bit more easier, even if it take you a little longer to get to the places that you're trying to go. But long as you can understand that everybody's not going to like you, and it's not for you to take personal on you, right? You don't have to look at something is wrong with you because everybody don't like you. It's not meant for that, right? But you can be able to be in a room with people that don't like you and still be okay and still maneuver, still get in and out. You don't have to be in places with people and it's always discord because somebody may just not agree with you in some type of way. And exactly. That's why I believe... Mm-hmm.
Your haters are your motivators. And they push you to your next level in life and whatever. And you have to learn you have to be bold enough. You have to step out because you'll never do anything if you just sit dormant.
Right.
But if you just step out regardless and don't be afraid of what people are going to say, because you're going to have your naysayers. You're going to have people that don't like you. And you have to learn how to have tough skin if you're going to step out there in that world, because the world will eat you alive. Yes. No doubt about it. So you're going to have tough skin. But to step out, if you got something, if there's a gifting in you, I don't care what it is, it's writing or painting or whatever your gift is, do it with all your heart. And don't worry about what nobody else say. You have to learn how to just put your blinders on and keep moving.
That's a fact. That's a fact. And you're right. Your motivation is going to come from the people that don't like you, because now you got a person or people to prove wrong. Because some people get that motivation of, like, oh, I'm going to show you. Oh, you think I'm... Watch this. And that's that extra day or that extra push that you need to keep moving. But, you know, and in a lot of ways, some people don't use that as motivation. They'll use that as a means to, maybe I shouldn't do it. Dad, why are they talking about me? I thought this was good. Like, why are they talking about me like that, man? You know what? I'm done with this, man. I'm sick of it. And that's how a lot of people do not continue, because of, like you just said, not having tough skin and not fully believing in themselves. And so sometimes I wonder like when we really break down to life in general, like how much we've been trained, raised up to feel like everything that's supposed to happen to us is coming from outside of us.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, if you're brought up in religion, you know, or, you know, however that go, it's like, you know, whatever your blessings from, wherever everything is going to come, it's going to come from something outside of you. It don't come from you. It comes from this spirit or this level of prayer or this level of fasting or this level of giving or, you know, this level of this is everything that's going to allow certain things to come into you. It's, we don't get that motivation of understanding that, no, like, really, your life and what you want is in here.
Exactly.
You got to bring it out of here. Like, it's not coming from all these places. I get it. They want you to have a faith that, you know, you can believe things that are not there, but you can believe it is coming. It's going to be there. We understand that, but whatever it is, it's going to come from here. It's, some of us don't find out till it's too late, right? I heard a Dr. Miles Monroe. I watched a bunch of his sermons before, because, you know, he was a preacher, but, you know, he talked about the body and health mostly, and about how you eat and tie that into spirituality. Have you heard of Dr. Miles Monroe?
Oh, absolutely. My God. He was an awesome man. An awesome man of God. He was just a... awesome. He just exemplified perfection, even though we know he wasn't perfect.
Right.
But he walked the walk and he talked the talk. And we don't have too many Miles Monroe today.
Not at all. Not like how he was giving it up. But the one thing that always sticks with me that he says, he asks the audience a question, and he always says, where do you think the most wealthiest place in the world is? And people would say, the Vatican, because they hold so many different things from people. Or they'll say this museum, because they have this amount of artifacts that are priceless, and all these other things people would say. And he would say, you know, all of those are good answers, but no. He said, the place that has the most, he said, that has the most money, the most everything, he said, is the graveyard. He said, because that's the place where all of the people, he said, so many dreams, inspirations, businesses, and everything else, corporations were, and that people never did. He said, they had all of these things inside of them that they never got out. They let everything else in life come in before their purpose. And so the graveyard is the most wealthiest place in the world. He said, no matter what graveyard you go past, if you get those are the most worthiest place, because all of those dreams and ideas die with those people.
Absolutely.
And that really always stuck with me. And it really made me think about that. Yeah, because I even had to look at my own family. I've known so many people in my family who were super talented who, you know, succumbed to, like, drugs and alcohol and different things, and they're no longer here, but they were so amazing at what they did when they were. But had they really concentrated on that, their life would be totally different. So many of them would still be alive today. And so that always stuck with me when it came down to just the thought process of a gift. Like, that's why I exercise mine every day.
Absolutely.
Right? Every single day I exercise a gift that I was given, only because, and I focus on it, right? Because it's like, yo, I don't want to be one of them people. I want to be one of them people. If I happen to go, they ain't going to say that he wasn't trying. They'll never be able to say that. They'll be able to look. And I say that now because even when people have passed away, like at least, you know, about 20, 25 years ago, before the cell phone really had cameras and stuff, you know, if you ain't had pictures of people, you have to really dig in your memory to remember what they look like. Right? And now these generations nowadays, they got videos, cameras of people, right? They can stay so connected to people even when they're not here no more. And I feel like now with all the work that I've been putting in, and even with you guys, like the magazine that you're writing for, articles and these different things, and whatever these artists have done, as long as there's an internet, they're going to live on forever.
I will tell anybody, I heard a wise man say, die empty. And what he meant by that was whatever inside you, get it on the outside of you. I would challenge everyone to look deep inside themselves and see what's in you, because there's something in you. And it's a lot of times it's something that's gnawing at somebody, but they just don't pay it any attention. But if something is gnawing at you, it's probably your gifts trying to speak loudly to you and you were just ignoring it. But just bring it out. Do something. Leave a legacy. Everybody don't have to know your name, but let somebody know your name. Let somebody know who you are. Speak. So when a lot of times, a lot of people that we hear about that's no longer here is some negative things, but leave a legacy of love and let people just make your mark on this world, in this world, because you came in here to do something, and don't leave without doing it.
Right. I believe that wholeheartedly. Everybody should live in their gifts. Right? Everybody should live in their gifts. It may not be the thing that, you know, can pay your bills at the moment, but still live in your gift. Right? Don't, if you know it's things inside you, like you just said, die empty. Mm-hmm. You know, die because you put out everything that was in you. Everything that was in you that you said that you wanted to do, as far as like what was inside of you creatively, you got it out. And I think for the most part, that's a real legacy, right? Because they talk about life in a different way. I had a guy on last week who was a spirit medium. And what he said was, when people pass away, he said, the thing about the light, when they say, you know, walk into the light, he said, most people that understand that that light, once you walk into the light, next thing you know, you're back a baby again. If you didn't get everything right while you were here, because everybody is here to learn something. Everybody's here to get a point in order for you to ascend, right? So he says there's a world where there is a spirit world of people that exist, coexist with us, that decided for some reason they didn't want to go back in the light. They didn't want to start over. So those are the things that, or the entities or the spirits that kind of be around in ways that people who are connected in that way, they can see. And I guess my point in saying all that was to say, even in the sense of once you realize what your purpose is, I believe that in the life that you're living, you know, once you realize what your purpose is and you really give it all in that space, that maybe that puts you in a position where you don't have to redo this thing all over again, you know, versus those who kept saying, no, I'm tired of trying. I'm not going to do it no more. I'm just going to hang in what they consider limbo. Now, that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, I don't know why, but it does, because it's like in real life, people in this so-called existence, people hang in limbo. They just, almost like an NPC, a non-player character, they just, same thing every day. You get up, go to work, come home, and whatever's in between that, every single day. Then they live for the weekend. The weekend is their promised land, like almost. Like, oh my God, I can't wait till Friday. And they still work all day Friday. You only got a certain amount of hours left for Friday. All you get is Saturday. You get half of whatever you're going to get on Sunday if you're giving yourself to church and all these other things. And then you got to get up and do it right over again. Yeah. So people live for the weekend, and that's their routine. Yeah. Right? So I don't know. But I think you hit the nail on the head with that. And that's why I feel like in so many ways, people should really kind of think about figuring out a way they can express themselves, even if it is through, writing, coloring, painting, whatever that could be. But I feel like they should find a way. Would you say that for you, writing has helped you with mental health, or would you say that writing is more of a release for you? You know what I mean? But
absolutely. Writing for me has certainly helped me mentally. And writing has been my paradise, a place, an escape for me. And even times when I was really going through, I would go back and read or recite one of my poems or whatever. And it relaxed me. So yeah, it definitely, writing is definitely a place where I can go and hide and get away and relax and tell myself a story, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because mental health is so important. To even try to discover what emotional intelligence is, enough for you to be able to deal with life based on the things that you can help and then those things that you just can't, right? Learning how to balance that. And it takes a lot to get to that place mentally, right? Because some of us are so reactive to life. And the slightest little thing changes our mood, it changes our energy, it changes how we react. Because like I was saying, just with the election thing in general, like it's just so much emotion and anger right now being spewed. Right? And they're trying to rally anger. Like pull energy in, like pull more negative energy in by saying things and, you know, trying to make people believe that there's really a thing, because look, I've been saying this for the longest, and I'm trying to get a really good answer. Is, you know, for all the things that we're saying that we're supposed to represent as a people, I'm trying to figure out who was it that ever did anything for us? Like, whoever gave the people who built the place for free? Like, whoever gave? No one has ever gave us anything.
No.
But yet and still, we are ones that are the loudest when it comes down to whatever we feel like somebody is doing to us racially. And that's why I just feel like mental health is important. Like, people have to find a way to, you know, be able to control their mental, you know, their mental state in order to be able to do things in a way that, you know, that has emotional intelligence. You know, they're not just being able to be moved by the smallest little prick that got them angry. Because you can't get people to do the same thing for positive energy. You almost gotta give them a car in order for them to be happy. Right? They can't be happy with saying, hey, you look nice today. They want a whole house. And then they happy.
Yeah. It's a lot, Raw. I mean, especially in today's society with, you know, with the political drama that we have going on and people just trying to keep your sanity in a world that's gone crazy, you right. know. And sometimes you just have to shut off everything and just take your mind out of what is going on, because it's a lot going on. And it's so much uncertainty. People are really afraid. And they always say a man that is afraid is a scared man. And so, you know, we're just wondering, the world is just wondering, you know, people are wondering what is going to happen to this world, you know, what's going on in the world. But I mean, the main thing I can tell people, just rest, you know, regardless of what's going on around you, find rest. Find peace within yourself, because you go this with all, everything that's going on, you're going to have to pull it out of you. You're going to have to pull the peace out of you, because right now it's no peace in this world, and you will lose your mind if you stay focused on everything that is going on with all this, you know, hate crime and, you know, promoting hatred and racism and all of this stuff, and all that negative energy that's just lingering around. Find your place, find your space, and find your peace.
Yeah, I think that's important. I think that's important for people to be able to take a step back, disconnect every now and then from the things that may trigger you, right? Like finding things that you know is going to bother you and just kind of like staying away from it. It doesn't make you scared. It just makes you more aware, right? Mm-hmm. That I know that if I keep watching the news or if I keep doing this, it's going to make me feel a certain way. Let me take a step back. Let me just focus on something different. Let me put my energy on nature. Let me see what's going on outside. Let me just figure out something else. And I think that's where so the vacation is important. And I think that's the one thing in life that should just not be taken away from people, is the vacation. Yes. Because right now, the way prices is with traveling and all these other things, it's very hard for a lot of people to vacate or yes. to take them a vacation. And, you know, very seldom do groups of people work together to make it less expensive for people to be able to vacation together, right? Which will help out a lot. But the vacation should not be taken away. And I think more people should find ways to do vacations, even if they short stays.
Exactly. Right?
3 days here, little weekend here, you know, a week over here, you know, just somewhere out of your element where you can just not have to worry about what you're seeing all the time. You
exactly.
know, quick trip to the beach, even in the wintertime. So many people are afraid to do certain things based on, oh, it's not the time for you to be seen. it's just a time for you to change your atmosphere for a minute. Get some different type of energy. And for me, water always helps. Like being next to water, I don't have to be in it. Just being around water so much, it just gives me a certain different type of recharge sometimes, right? I don't need the overdose on it. I just need it, right? I need that to be in that space where it's some serenity, where I can pay attention to nature, where I could just look around, where I could just listen. I could listen to the wind blow. I could listen to the birds do what they do. I could listen to whatever insects out there, you know, just not in my element. I think the vacation should never be taken away. And I think, well, I hope that with everything that they're finding out and, you know, them getting to a no income tax for people and no tax on overtime and no tax on tips and stuff like that, I hope that brings in a lot more for people to be able to do more when it comes to their mental health. And I mean, be able to take breaks and vacations and stuff.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, that recharge is very necessary. And some people are so much into their routine that they don't get an opportunity to do so. So
I'm with you on that. Take your vacations. It's a must. Get, just like you said, get away sometime. You know what? You don't even have to go far. You can just go over to the next town or something and spend the weekend in the hotel just to get away from home and, you know, kick back and relax for a minute.
Exactly. I mean, it's needed. Everybody needs some type of way that they can control their mental health and their mental state. You can't put it on other people. Other people can't expect you to always be there for them and you not be there for yourself. Like, and that's another thing too, you know, being around people who recognize that you need those opportunities and those moments to yourself and don't mind, you know, helping you with that. Like in relationships, if you know, the two people, they got a child or something involved, yo, try to find ways where you can give the other person their own solo time without the child. Everybody loves their children, but sometimes they need a break.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that, right? And then sometimes, you know, you can do things as family and then you can do things solo. You know, each person help the other person. Like, yo, I got the baby this weekend. Go do what you do. You got the baby this weekend. Go, you know, because we take for granted, as much as people always complain about being alone, you take for granted how much peace you really have during those moments. Because
exactly.
everybody wants to be with somebody or be around people. And I get that. You know, lonely is a place that a lot of people don't like to be.
Exactly.
Right? Until you need to be alone. Then now you can't be alone because now you got all these people around you that's just so used to you being there that you one time alone, it seems like there's something wrong. Right? Right? Because, you know, you got people who don't look at their lives as if they need that as well. They need it, but then they use every other thing as a means to not do it. So I'm going to be honest with you. I think everyone deserves moments to themselves, and they also need change of atmosphere.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Yeah. So listen, what we're going to do, because I want people to know more about before we go, I want more people to know more about, you know, who you write for and, you know, and the type of pieces that y'all write. So tell everybody again the magazine that you write for.
I write for Perception Magazine, and you can find us online at perceptionmag.com. And we do mostly celebrity entertainment writings. And for matter of fact, I just interviewed Vincent Ward a couple of days ago. I don't know if anybody knows who Vincent Ward is, but he's been in a lot of stuff like The Walking Dead, and he has he's in this new series now called Fire, and which is in the Black Network today. So just go online and check us out. And you can check me out. I'm up there and you can see a lot of stories that I have written and the entertainers that I have written about. I've been writing going on 4 years now, and I have probably written over well over 100 articles and have talked to so many celebrities and met so many entertainers. And it's just been a wonderful ride to be able to meet so many wonderful people and network. And it's just been, it's fun and it's been amazing. And it's a blessing to have a job that you love doing because it doesn't feel like
right. work. That's right. Yeah, man. That's the ultimate goal. You know, I think that's the ultimate goal, to be able to make a living off of what you love to where it doesn't even seem like it's work.
Exactly.
It takes work, but that ain't what you look at. It's not looked at as a job, you know. Like that's the ultimate goal. And so for people who want to reach out to you, because like I said, I think, you know, for the most part, your message to people is, you know, get it out of you.
Yes.
Whatever that thing that's in you, get it out of you. If it takes empty. You to have to write it, die empty.
My message is to the people is to die empty.
That's right, y'all. And so if people wanted to get in contact with you, or people that are thinking about writing and want to know just where to start, like do they just write about themselves? Do they write about the day? Do they start journaling? Do they start a diary? Whatever. I know if anybody wants to get, you know, in contact with you and just, you know, maybe want to know like how you got started and what was your steps, how could they do so?
They can contact me and they can email me, and you can email me at peoplesgloria.gmail.com. My last name first and first name last, peoplesgloria@gmail.com. And yeah, just hit me up. And if you have any questions, or even if you have someone that you know that you would like to have, you know, do an article on or whatever, and you would like for me to do an article on, that's entertainment in the entertainment industry or a rising artist or whatever, just hit me up and we can talk.
Yeah. And I know I got a few artists myself who I'm gonna connect with you that is doing some really big things. And so, yeah, I'm gonna send them to have them connect with you, and hopefully y'all can get some things out of that, because I think that's amazing. And I hope for some of my other fellow podcasters that's watching tonight, because I have a bunch of other, like The World Show and other podcasters that actually watch on their off nights. I hope some of them reach out to you too and have you on, because it's important. It's important for us that are in this space, especially when it comes to content, because you writing content, we producing content. We need to do more things together, right? Exactly. We need to have you guys on to show people, the people behind the pen of these articles that people watch. And we also need to make sure that people like me who have these platforms can stay connected with those like you who do move the pen. Because, you know, you never know. One day you might say, hey, I'm going to write an article on you, Rob. Let me write an article on you based on this. And then this is that. But it always keeps content going. You don't have to worry about what am I going to write about? What am I going to have? Is this going to happen this month? Is that? You don't have to worry about it, because those of us who are in the space are working together in some shape, form, or fashion. So
absolutely.
I think that's important. I think that's important. Yo. So again, thank you so much for being on the platform this evening and sharing your expertise as well as your views on things that we talked about. I'm going to make sure that everyone that follows me knows how to get in contact with you that may want to, you know, figure it out. And then I have, like I said, some comedians and some other people in entertainment that I'm definitely going to send your way. Okay. So you guys can kind of make some things happen, all right?
Sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much
for having me, Raw.
Yeah, definitely. And to all of y'all that watched tonight, thank y'all so much. To all of you guys that's going to watch the playback, thank y'all again. And all the people that download the audio version that's going to listen to this conversation, I thank y'all too. And just know that each and every week, I'm going to have some of the world's most interesting people up here, and we're going to chop it up. And I hope that all of y'all gotten something from this episode this evening. And I hope y'all continue to grow and continue to grab things. And like I say each and every week, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. Okay? And so until next week, peace.